Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And today we're going to be talking about the trailers that Marvel released. One of them was the Loki trailer. And how did everyone feel about the Loki trailer?
Getting a real good feel for that. I like the first trailer, but this one was more of it without revealing much of anything. And those are the types of trailers I like. So I'm pumped for it.
I thought the trailer was good. Said for a few times now that Loki has become one of Marvel's best characters, namely because Tom Hiddleston's performance, for one, but just his overall arc and he's gone now. I was happy that didn't fully kill him off after Infinity War because he's probably the first villain I've seen die where people were literally blown. Hell no. Like, no, you can't kill Loki.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see how this whole version is going to play out. Like I said, Marvel just keeps tying everything together. The trailer show where I think you said it earlier, kind of like Adjustment Bureau where it's kind of like a time. It's broken and he's got to fix everything. And I like how Owen Wilson's character was like, you took the Tesseract, so you jacked up the timeline. You got to go fix it now. Tying everything back to the Endgame. Like I said, everything now is kind of, it's going back to that, but showing you all the things that's happening, all the ramifications of everything that happened post-Endgame. I think it's going to be a really good show. It's going to be real interesting to see different adventures and what all is going to happen. I'm going to try to pronounce the name. Was it?
Gugu Mbatha-Raw.
Yes.
Gugu Mbatha-Raw.
Supposed to have something to do with Kang the Conqueror, so assuming that they're gonna set all that up, set up some stuff for Ant-Man and the Wasp 3, Quantumania, whatever it's called, tying everything together, so I'm really going into phase 4 pretty heavy. So like I said, it looks like it's gonna be really good, another hit for Disney Plus for Marvel.
Yeah, and it seems to be, again, with all these series that they're doing something different. So Falcon and Winter Soldier is probably more along the lines of traditional Marvel movie. And then this one, as I had mentioned earlier to Mike, it's like, yeah, it just seems like the Adjustment Bureau, we need to fix all these things that are broken. And then with Scarlet Witch, it's more of like they played off 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s shows, and then all of a sudden it turned into a Marvel movie. Hopefully, like, this is another thing to pay for Disney Plus for. There's a lot of services out there. There's Paramount Plus, which is trash.
Oh, God. You mentioned Paramount Plus. Come on now. All right. I'm not going to be set off by this. I won't be triggered. I will not be triggered.
Yeah, but there's services for everything. I mean, there's Travel Channel Plus, Discovery Plus, something Apple Plus. I'm tired of all this Plus stuff, but Disney Plus, you're doing okay. Just making movies better because Mulan is still garbage. Any other comments about Loki?
That I'm looking forward to, and I told you, I think last podcast I mentioned, I forgot who it was that said it, but one of the people at Marvel said that they think Loki's hands down the best Disney Plus show they have so far. That if you think Falcon and Winter Soldier is good and WandaVision is good, they're like, nah, Loki's hands down the best Disney Plus show that they're going to have, and that person's opinion. So,
well, it seemed like the trailer, that's where the budget went to for like all these shows.
Yeah.
Falcon and Winter Soldier, I guess the last two episodes, it wasn't as much CG, but it seemed like this one kind of went the CG route.
Yeah.
This where all the sets are and Owen Wilson. I was like, oh, I wasn't expecting him. I mean, I tried to not look too much into the news about this, but yeah, I didn't expect him to be in this. All right, so moving on, let's talk about the Black Widow trailer. So, Mike, how do you feel about that?
All right, well, consider I just literally watched it. They didn't really show too much.
Taskmaster got busy. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I was going to say, nothing really different from the first trailers except for they did show a little bit more Taskmaster. Gave me a very Bucky from Winter Soldier vibe. Even with just the way he was fighting and moving, it was kind of like, okay, I got a feeling the action is going to be really good in this. Like I said, they didn't really show much different from the early trailers. So, I mean, didn't really give you too much. The trailer wasn't bad, just David Harbour's character when he said my girls. I'm like, well, is he supposed to be her father? Or what's going on with that?
Yeah, but I thought they kind of established that during the first trailer, or like at least one of the ones that came out last year where they were all sitting down at the table. And yeah. I thought somebody had mentioned that.
I've been waiting for months to see this. So I told you, I don't buy anything on Disney Plus Premier Access, but I would literally pay for this. So. Confident that if nothing else, it's going to at least be decent. It's going to be good.
Yeah, so this one is going to be a dual release, so it'll be out in the theaters, and then also you can pay your $30 and watch it on Disney Plus. Give Mickey the money directly, as opposed
to me, it's no different from if I bought tickets from a movie theater because it's going to be about $30 anyway. So
yeah, Yeah, by the time you buy popcorn, it's like almost 50.
Yeah, so I'm not missing out on that. But like I said, for me to do that, it's got to be a movie I really want to see, and it's got to look good. And so far, like, this ain't Kong Godzilla. I haven't even watched it yet. And
just, that movie? Oh, I forgot about that.
I know. I wouldn't pay $30 to see that shit.
No, that movie's bad.
What movie's that?
Godzilla versus Kong. Kong versus.
Oh, yeah, no.
they're starting to feed everybody because everybody's been real pissed about the pandemic delays, and we were supposed to get all this stuff last year and it didn't happen. And now, like I said, since WandaVision, it's been like week after week now. They're just
putting out the hits.
Right. We're just going to keep punching them out until y'all can't take it no more. Because we still got Shang-Chi, Eternals, Hawkeye, Spider-Man at the end of the year, Doctor Strange beginning of next year.
Talking to a family member, I was like, yeah, Black Panther is supposed to be out
next year.
I'm not sure about that one, but. And mainly because of the pandemic side of things. And you never know. Disney might just be like, bang, here's the trailer, everybody. Buy the movie. We'll go see it in theaters. I'm like, what? But yeah, Black Widow's bringing the heat. That's all I can say.
Get your popcorn.
As Big Mike would say, Kevin Feige, he's God to comic book movies.
Zack Snyder then already gave him his props. I think Ben Affleck shot him out before. Like, at this point, used to be taboo to do a comic book movie. And now, they're going to get everybody now. Like,
yeah.
Like you said, who would expect him to show up in a Marvel
show? Yeah, but pretty much.
You can either be Jennifer Aniston and complain about it, or you can buckle down, take the role, and keep it moving.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, she complained one week in an interview about comic book movies and how they're ruining movies, and sometimes you want to have a role now, it's got to be in a comic book movie, blah, blah.
Jennifer Lawrence or Jennifer Aniston?
No, Jennifer Aniston.
What?
Keep her mouth shut. Go back to her little rom-coms.
Yeah, well, I remember Scorsese. And then Spielberg had also said some stuff about
Scorsese. The movie.
I mean, that was maybe like 2 years ago. So that was like 2019-ish when they were making those comments that they were just ruining box offices and all these small movies.
They were bitching about the same thing we bitch about. Spielberg bitches about the same thing we talk about. And that is catering to the Asian market and China. Movie isn't considered a success unless it makes $1 billion. Shit way to dramatize that. It's unsustainable. That was Steven Spielberg's spiel. Scorsese was a little more hurtful. Comic movies are trash.
Yeah, it's not cinema. There's nothing I'd ever watch. It's bullshit that I would never pay attention to.
Until Black Panther wins Oscars.
Terry Gilliam says some shit. He's like, Black Panther, Wakanda's not a real place.
Until Feige reaches out to them. He's like, hey, you want to produce or direct one of these movies? Like, yes!
And that's the thing it's going to get to. Like, it's to a point either you can hate on it or you can accept for what it is that they're the money makers now. They're what's popular.
It goes in cycles. Before, it was always the random action movie. All the stuff going on trends. The YA young adult novels. That anything Twilight or Maze Runner or Divergent, all those were raking in the big money. People couldn't do anything other than keep churning out something. It was like, oh, we bought the rights to this book. So it's the same thing.
Well, hopefully it'll get together at some point.
Right now, it's kind of movies have it on lock.
Yeah. There's so many stories that this literally can never end no time soon if they didn't want it to. What's going to have to happen is Marvel's going to have to drop the ball. They're going to make a couple suck-ass movies where people be like, all right, I'm not feeling it anymore. Or people just going to have to get bored with it and want something different and really clamor for it. But again, Hollywood is at a stage of we're going to recreate everything. Why do we have a fourth Matrix? Am I going to watch it? Yes. But I'm still curious. Are we going with this, though? Like, why is there a fourth Matrix?
I don't know.
We didn't want a new Bill and Ted. We didn't ask for all these live-action Disney remakes, but they're just doing everything's a fucking
Well, remake. As I said about the Coming to America movie, there is no other story that needs to be told in the Matrix universe. It's not like Star Wars. The movie ended. Plain and simple. The movie ended. So unless you're doing a complete remake or revamp of the story, the movie ended. It ended the way that it needed to end. It ended in a stalemate, more or less. And humans and computers got along.
Yeah.
End story. And you look at the sunrise. It's like, did Neo make that happen? Yeah, I guess. There's no other way to like really do anything interesting with that because you limited yourself with the way the movie ended. And the movie needed to end because Matrix 2 and 3 are trash. I only recognize the first Matrix movie.
The only thing I do with the second and third ones fast forward is certain fight scenes that I like to watch. But other than that, really watch the rest of the movie. Like you said, one is really, really good. I consider that a classic. I remember seeing that movie theater and being like, what the fuck did I just watch? That was great. But Zachary's now, it's like they pretty much just sit back and recycle everything. And I guess the bad part about it is you figure there's got to be someone in the world with a script somewhere for some new concept or something interesting that they should go with to make go, oh, wow.
I think Marvel's, they broke the mold, but I give it to Chris Nolan, who really broke the mold on how comic book movies were looked at. Because Batman Begins was something completely different. They're like, oh, we're going to do a more realistic approach. Even Blade, it was a flat-out action movie. It didn't have any of the comic book movie tropes of that time. Updated it as much as possible to make it relevant.
I mean, Blade set everything up. You wouldn't have X-Men if it wasn't for Blade. You wouldn't have Batman Begins if it wasn't for Blade.
Every time someone tried to recreate that model, like they did with Batman back in the day when Michael Keaton's Batman came out, that model didn't work. Fantastic Four is a good example.
Yeah.
Like trying to mimic the X-Men take on how to do a combo movie. That didn't work with Fantastic Four. They just backed off. Fox wisely didn't put any more money into it. Or they doubled down on trying to go back to the source material, because then Batman The Dark Knight came out. Everyone recognized like five different graphic novels in that movie. You came away from it saying that was a story about Batman. You can take Batman or Robin out of the whole thing and it'll be a trash movie, but that was a film that can only be made about Batman. That was clearly for that genre. So it put some respect on it, especially when they were talking about throwing some Best Director and Best Picture nominations. And Heath Ledger got a Oscar for his role, posthumously and everything, but still, it was a good performance.
I was watching some clips of The Dark Knight. That movie's so great.
Oh, yeah, it's phenomenal. It's fucking phenomenal. You know how I feel about Spider-Man 2. Anytime a movie gets me misty-eyed, that scene where he confessed to his Aunt May that he got his uncle killed, I was like, God damn, dude. That's fucking harsh. This fucking sucks. Dark Knight beat out Spider-Man 2. Well-made movie. Even though Christopher Nolan was all about, I want to make it real. I don't want any goofy gadgets in there. He made it as real as possible, but it was still Batman. Clearly Batman. All the gadgets, all the things, his detective work, all of it was thrown in there. Then you get Iron Man, which was ripped straight from the comic books. A dash of what was seen in Batman. Jon Favreau had the balls to say, we can put whatever we want in there. The audience will believe it as long as we make it believable. But the benefit of what Marvel did is that they made each of their movies, despite them coming from comic book source material, they made each of those movies different types of films. The Captain America trilogy is case in point.
I was watching clips of Winter Soldier just today.
Perfect spy movie.
I was watching that elevator scene. It's like, we're going to do this.
Captain America, the First Avenger, was almost like a 1950s adventure film, a war film, almost.
Rah,
you know, the gestures and things. Yeah. Exactly. And the way the colors were, all primary colors and everything. And then you get to the Winter Soldier, and it is completely different. Of course, there's different filmmakers behind it. It was a complete spy film for Ragnarok. I think it was once they went phase two and Guardians of the Galaxy hit, they just started like saying, we could do whatever we want.
Because I wouldn't say the first phase, a lot of the movies were the same, but it did follow a similar plot.
Introducing everybody.
Marvel's putting out the hits, so see what happens next month and how Falcon and Winter Soldier ends. So, all right, Beast Game Podcast.